I'm ready.
Hey.
I'm on to you.
Yeah.
So.
I was trying to put together my notebook like you had yours with the budget.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you.
So my materials. Mm-hmm. Mark, you go.
Oh, I thought that was my council staff.
God, look at that.
Oh, hey, thanks. Well, David
Mark comes in and takes everything. So, this is the third meeting of the City Council subgroup regarding the City Manager Evaluation Process. It's Thursday, May 16th, 1:30 p.m. In the room is City Manager Jim Boberg, myself, David Allen, City Council Member, Mark Salins, City Council Member.
Thank you.
And Laura Swanson, City Council Member, and City Recorder Peggy Hawker. So this is our third meeting. We do have a long list of things to cover, but I just wanted to note for the record that since our last subgroup meeting, the City Manager Jim Boberg has indicated that he will be accepting another position and will be leaving us on June 4th. So that might change what we want to do today and the kind of time we thought we had with respect to Jim's input and maybe what we want to have Jim provide us some input on today, because this might very well be the last subgroup meeting unless something can get scheduled before June 4th. But in the meantime, we have a list, and I just wanted to get some input from everyone. How do you want to approach this today, given that Jim is moving on and we didn't
well,
have the time?
I guess I don't understand what Jim's moving on has to do with the evaluation.
Well, because some of the stuff, we were looking to get input from Jim, and we perhaps thought we had more time to do that. And is there stuff we want to get from Jim today, rather than maybe saying, well, at our next subgroup meeting, we can ask the city manager to provide us input. I'm looking more for direct input from Jim,
right,
because this might be the last meeting in which we have that ability to do so.
So you're not discounting things that we might look at for the new manager?
No. Okay. I'm just looking to see if there's stuff we want to rearrange that we could probably do with the new manager and focus on stuff that really would be nice to get Jim's direct input.
I still think having the new manager do the quarterlies, like we talked about, as well as the annual evaluation, is the way to go.
Right. Well, let's sort of set the stage, if I may interrupt here for a minute.
Shut the door.
I thought a lot about this, too, and it's like, without getting into details, it's clear that there were some elements that were driving this that had to do specifically with working out something with Jim. Okay, so that's not going to be necessary now. But it would be crazy not to continue with the process of basically saying, okay, now we have a clean slate, basically. How should we be doing this properly in the future? And in that regard, I think Jim's input is just as critical in terms of, you know, if you were coming here day one as a city manager, your input would be, what would you like to see as a evaluation process? And so everything we've set out to do, including what Laura started to talk about, I can't think of anything that's not still a valid consideration.
And I had a chance to have a cup of coffee with Jim last week, and I asked him that very question. I said, Jim, since this might be your last opportunity, let us know as a subgroup, from your experience, how you think advantageous evaluation process would work with any city manager, and based on your perspective, can you share some of those thoughts? And that follows up to what Mark just said, too. So I know you've had maybe some time to think about it since I asked you last week, so any thoughts?
Yeah, just and just some overall thoughts. What you might think about is coming up with a good framework, but say this is tentative and a part of the contractual agreement with the new city manager. Say, we're going to take this framework, but we want to have your input, because each manager is going to want feedback in a different way. There's going to be a lot of common stuff, but probably wouldn't want to say this is what it is until you actually talk to the new city manager and say this we're thinking. I think you're right, where every quarter there's an update of how the city as a whole is doing, meeting its goals, anything else that comes up. Just good an opportunity. It's a good opportunity for the council to make sure they really understand where they're at and where they wanted to be, you know, and what are the limitations, what are the challenges, what are the successes. So I think no matter what, that ought to be in there. Of course, annual reviews, I can attest, getting evaluated every, you know, 3 months. All it was I'm living from, you know, evaluation to evaluation, and you really can't concentrate on some long-term things is if all the only thing you're worried is about 3 months in period. So I think that would be a great move, just to make sure that it's done annually and not quarterly.
Jim, on that issue, I think we were talking about, not just with respect to you, but it sounds to me like having an annual evaluation towards the end, after the start of the new fiscal year, towards maybe after Labor Day, is a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of whether it was with respect to you or anyone else, because the timing of new council members and budget cycles, I think that, to me at least, is a good annual cycle every September,
yep,
or thereabouts. So
I concur.
Are you subject to an exit interview?
I don't know.
Sometimes when there's an exit interview, then there's a lot of, like we're doing right now, information, feedback to the city. Uh-huh. I'm just curious.
There's nothing in the agreement requiring it, but I suppose if Jim wanted to give us his final thoughts to the council at some point regarding some general issues, I'm sure we'd more than welcome it.
Yeah.
And perhaps
I'm just curious, because you're a valuable resource. I mean, you're walking away, and that makes you valuable, too. So I just, mm-hmm, you know, I guess we're going to try and use you to the last minute until you're...
Jim, anything along the lines? I know exit interviews connote evaluations, but we're not talking about that.
No.
Is there anything you think that would be valuable to share with the council as maybe part of our work session, perhaps on June 4th? Just some thoughts as you're moving on that could be beneficial to us and the new city manager, just maybe general concepts, or if you feel uncomfortable going down that road, let us know. But do you think that's an opportunity you would like to take up?
You know, I think the council is hopefully aware of everything the city is doing. So, I mean, there's other than the thing today, which, I mean, you found out quickly as I found out what was going on. But short of that, that the council should be up to speed on just about everything that's going on.
Well, perhaps we have our work session for this Monday scheduled for this subgroup's recommendation to the council. Mm-hmm. Perhaps that could be the opportunity to talk about these issues, and maybe you can throw in some stuff that mm-hmm would be beneficial as well. So kind of leave it open-ended for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but we can't operate with a new manager until we know what the old manager thinks, you know, kind of thing. It just helps forward things down the road.
Okay, that's good.
Good. That's really all I have. And I actually haven't looked through this yet, so I imagine it's...
Well, we actually were hoping that you were going to let us know whether that Hillsborough form on the last page regarding city manager input into the evaluation process.
Oh, yeah.
Folks want to start with that?
Yes.
Sure. Let's start with that.
So that one I can comment.
Let's do that. Let's start with that, Jim.
Yeah.
So that would be, it says Michael Brown, who was the city manager apparently for Hillsborough, but that talked about city manager input forum. So any thoughts on that, Jim, and how that might be beneficial to our overall process?
It's on the last page.
It's on the last page on the back.
Yeah.
One that we drafted, David?
Oh, yeah, it's that too. Okay, good.
Yeah, I saw this from the Hillsborough one, and I thought it was a great addition to the evaluation process. So, I mean, I would recommend keeping it in there.
Any additional items you think could be inserted to give a city manager the ability to provide that input, or do you feel the 5 points covered here are sufficient?
I think the 5 points, because number five is additional comments, so it kind of leaves it open on a case-by-case basis. If there's something that came up that year that needed to be put out there, you can, but it doesn't.
We might need a little more space here. I don't know if anybody else. My handwriting's huge.
Well, I thought about that, but I just wanted to try to get it on one page so you could review it, and then we can tweak it.
Yeah, I'm just teasing.
Well, anyone else had some thoughts about that last page?
This last part?
Yeah, the this was the city manager self-evaluation.
This is very similar to a rather long process of happened at ODFW when I was there, where I was in the forefront of helping develop a more specific way of evaluating people's performance with specific criteria, with the best of intentions, and it worked really well initially. But then it dissolved into then managers having too much control of allowing that to morph into more of a discipline tool. because they were in charge of, like, you know, how often do you review, what are the performance criteria for those individual elements. The reason I laid that out is then what came out of that is having an additional page similar to this where you really got down to the specifics of, okay, so you've set that that form assigned aside now, and really how are you going to proceed forward into the next quarter or the next whatever you had going. And that included having the employee think about, you know, their role and all that, this number one, any development plans involved, and obviously on an annual basis, when you got to that point, things that you wanted to have as new goals for the upcoming year. And then the part that I like that's here, this number four, we didn't have that. Okay, or the form of that we typically had, and this is maybe a little bit of a caution, is we would have that part, so here would be an example. Okay, it becomes clear that the employee needs to have training in a certain area, and the manager signs off on the fact that that's a given, has to happen. And I think this actually came up as an example here recently in the discussions we were having. And so then all of a sudden the budget doesn't allow for the training, or the manager changes their mind about whether the employee needs the training, and the end of the year rolls around and the employee gets dinged for not having completed that training, when in fact it was the manager's fault. So as we proceed into this number four, my point is that presumably somebody's not going to be listing something there just because it would be a nice idea. They're going to be listing it there because it's really something they need as an employee to move forward. To me, that means then the people evaluating, whether it be the council evaluating the city manager or the city manager reviewing employees, we have an obligation to have, you know, sort of kept our word on whatever we said we were going to do to try to assist or help or whatever. So.
Well, I like the word enjoyment. I dislike having a job that you can't be having.
Yes, and we never did get as far as having enjoyment in there, so that's...
Yeah. Life is too short for awful.
Yeah. Enjoyment is definitely a welcome addition.
So is there anything else you...
But, I mean, overall, just to kind of wrap the whole thing up, I think having something like this is a really important piece of to go along with that more formal whatever it is we end up finally adopting. The more numeric sort of evaluation part.
Not numeric.
And that's the front page. That was our next item. The front page of the whole book.
Performance standard, right. Laura asked if there's anything else. And I guess it's, again, that's why you should ask the new city manager how he wants to do it. But my self-evaluation, how I look at it, is if the organization is succeeding, we're doing the right things, financially, organizationally, meeting the demands of the council stuff, that's a successful organization. And as the manager, if it's succeeding, then I feel like I'm doing a good job. The problem you'll have, though, is that a council is normally made up of, people who run for office have a certain type of personality who they like seeing things done a certain way.
Right.
And when you have seven people saying, well, I don't like how you're managing, forget about whether we're succeeding or not, I don't like how you do this, I don't like how you do that, and it's, I don't know how you can take a little bit step back, because you have to understand how you manage. If you're doing it by threat and whips and chains and stuff, of course that's not right. But how can you get a council with strong personalities, it's just that's who run for office, can step back and say, okay, this organization is successful. Now, I might personally do it a different way, but as long as it's within this area that you feel comfortable, how do you give a manager a good evaluation because the organization is successful?
Right.
But keep out that personal... I would do a different way. You know what I mean? It's really hard. Yeah. I mean, it's not an easy one.
It's not. And with new councils changing every 2 years and new people coming on, it's almost, this is what I've come to experience over the years, is that issue never goes away. That's always an issue with new people. But what it probably...
It's an issue with old people, too. Don't discount that.
Actually, probably... I think I'm one of the younger ones on the council, but I'm still not young.
No, I'm talking about those who've been, how many years they've been on the council.
Okay. Yeah, I could tell you there was
I know,
there was some folks that had a lot
stories.
Of decades. So,
yeah.
But I will say that I've observed that, and it's almost like the council has to develop a personality of its own to put a checks and balance on that kind of thing. And it just takes time, and sometimes councils succeed. Sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the city manager has to be more influential in that process. It's almost, there's no guarantee or certainty, but it's something that I think each council needs to be cognizant of when they start out, and just to be aware of it and not let those individual issues get to the point where they overcome and take over the entire agenda rather than the actual goals and the city issues that we need to deal with. And it's just something that takes time, and sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen so very well. And, you know, it's just one of those things that at least people should be cognizant of as a group.
Well, you know, I think of it and I go, in many ways, it's the worst possible situation that you would set up for trying to do a review. I mean, you get two supervisors into a mix with an employee, and you already have huge complications in trying to come up with, you know, something that's agreeable. So then you add the element of it being seven people that also are, you know, changing chairs all the time. You know, there really is a good and valid point to make of how do we basically come to consensus on, you know, establishing that overall review.
That's why I was wondering if why including the first page and then changing the performance evaluation could help with that, because it's a reminder of what the roles of city manager and the role of the city council
right.
is. I don't care how long you've been on it, you sometimes need a reminder.
Because what tends to come out of the process right now is sort of this ongoing perception of what individual council members thought. And in the best world, what would be coming out is that agreed to final score, you know.
And council acting as a unit.
Yeah, and as we talked about, it's not just a review of the city manager. There's also a role of the review of the city council itself, the city overall. I think at one point we said it's almost more like a review of a state of the city review in all of its aspects. And that's the advantage of that is it kind of gets rid of some of these crevices and things that tend to, you know, kind of degrade the system, whether they're positive or negative remarks. It sets up this sort of polarization mm-hmm. within the community mm-hmm. that just keeps rolling over.
Yeah. Well, one recommendation that I would like to forward on to the council as part of this process would be once we put a good evaluation process in place and we've done our annual evaluation with the city manager, getting his input, our input back, and probably, you know, I'm assuming an executive session. That would probably be the usual form. I really think it'd be helpful, and this has not happened very often. As you said, Mark, the council and the city manager, after that evaluation, come to an agreement as to what they want to say to the public at an open public meeting about the evaluation, you know,
right.
the pluses, the minuses, how we need to move forward more positively, things we need to do better, and have that as a shared, agreed narrative that we can discuss publicly. Now, granted, the individual evaluation forms that each council member fills out will be a matter of public record.
Yeah, there's but, no
but I'm thinking more about, based on that verbal discussion, we have an executive session with the city manager, have an agreed upon narrative that we can disclose publicly, and have a discussion publicly about issues. Maybe not drilling down into specifics, but at least do it in a way that the public knows that we're doing our oversight. The city manager is doing his management responsibilities and how we're moving forward on behalf of the citizens. I think that should either happen probably at that evening meeting if we do an afternoon evaluation, or at the next council meeting. But I think it needs to happen fairly quickly.
Yes,
and we need to agree as a council after an evaluation what it is we want to share with the public.
Yeah, I mean,
and I think that's going to be beneficial, and that's something that hasn't happened, as you know, Jim. It's really been very silent after evaluations are silent afterwards. The only thing that people have to go off of are the evaluation forms, and we've never talked about it publicly. And I think that's just something we've never, I think, paid a lot of attention to, and I think we should in the future.
And the thing is, we know you can't, you still can't stop somebody, an individual, for whatever reason, acquiring all the individual things and then looking at it, and based on their beliefs or whatever, they can still come up with the opinion of going, my God, I don't know how the city council got this unified approach, good or bad, based on what I personally am reading here. You know, everyone is going to compile those differently. But the important aspect is that the council goes through the process of deciding what their unified approach is, and that's what it is. That's basically the official party line. We can't control everything else, but we can control a process that leads us to, as you've been describing, what is going to be our message out to
right.
the public.
And we're establishing what's important to us as a group, even though individuals might have things that are more important to them.
Right.
But it does place it in a more group oriented process. Jim, I know this is more of a council issue, but do you see that, based on the things you've observed over the years, you see something like that probably helping the process?
Sure.
I do. But just also recognize of how our media reports things is that, I mean, and this is the actual, what has happened in executive session is they'll be verbally very positive, you know, and constructive and good direction stuff, but on the written stuff, it was, well, you know, I didn't get this stuff when I asked for it, so I'm giving you a below standard. Well, then the news media says, well, geez, look at all this. It's you're below standard on all these things. But the report or what was written didn't match what was verbally being said by the same person.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know, again, maybe it's just training.
I think that's where the training comes in.
You know, on how to evaluate, because I think they go hand in hand. And you're right, David, that the challenge is the written stuff is disclosable. The verbal stuff is an executive session, even though it doesn't have to be that way.
It typically is.
But it typically is. So I don't, that's the council challenge is how do you, before the evaluation and the written stuff did, how do you talk amongst yourselves to come up with how you want to do that so that when it gets out to the public says, well, the council thinks the guys are rotten. Look at all these comments. Look at all these scores and stuff. But the council as a whole may say, well, no, that's not really right. We had some positive things.
Yeah.
Well, but the public doesn't get it that.
Well, Jim, we could probably, as part of our evaluation, this is part of the process, as part of our evaluation in executive session, once we've gone through the individual evaluations and we talk about the issues, in that evaluation, we could probably say how we want to disclose our evaluation and what we've kind of talked about in executive session publicly, either in writing or verbally. I think we can make that part of the conclusion of the evaluation process in that executive session with the eye towards publicly disclosing it at some point.
Another thought is you might have it might be like a two-step evaluation process where first just strictly verbal. And you might have this as a cheat sheet to kind of go along with where you want to talk. But again, examples. One counselor asked for a report. I thought that he had got what he wanted. It wasn't what he wanted. So in his written evaluation, it was marked down as I was unacceptable because I didn't give him his report. But if we had the chance to talk about it, it could have been, well, I thought I gave it to you. No, it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted this. Oh, okay. And so through a verbal process, maybe some of these ideas can get thrown out. And then after you do a verbal thing, then you circle back and then the council does a written thing based on what they've heard. And maybe actually you have the manager do this first, talk to them verbally, and then come back with a written score and then meet again. And
don't say word score.
A written evaluation.
It's ingrained in our
and then, it is.
And then bring the manager back in and say, okay.
Those teachers we used to go to school with. Oh, sorry, Laura. Yeah.
So anyway, okay. just a thought.
Jim, getting back
to another step in there. But
it's a good idea.
Interesting thought.
Yeah.
Getting back to what I said about training. I think where the difference is where the training can help is individual counselors need to become aware of the fact that although it's kind of like the, you know, what Spock said, the needs of the many outweighs the needs of the one. Seriously.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that when they have an opinion, and then a couple, 3 months later, they do an about face, and or a couple, 3 months later, when the group's opinion is out, they continue to be obstinate and stubborn about spouting off about what their opinion is. It's really not furthering their cause or their position. It's just muddying the waters and making it worse for everybody. Because the important part is doing that overall, where are we as honestly as possible and moving forward. And I think, you know, I mean, I can't sit here right now and know what kind of training can help some people see that sort of thing. But there are people who just do that naturally and people who don't. And it doesn't mean you're taking away their right to have their individual opinions. It doesn't mean that their original scores won't be out there. But the training helps them be more aware of the fact that the real goal of what you're doing is to seek what that group, you know, group, including the city manager, including the counselors, including any input we get from the public based on what they see of the review. How are we going to accept that and move forward and sort of, you know, if we were at 80% this year, then what have we got into play to reach 90% next year? And, what you know, what I see happening too often is we kind of get stuck in having a C and we never go either direction. We don't get worse, we don't get better. We just muddy around sort of, you know, some things are good, some things are bad. So the second element of that, and we've already said this quite a bit, is, and the hardest part is going to be, how do we engineer the process of getting to that? What is the group's consensus, and how do we announce that to the public?
Well, that's something we should probably put on, maybe not a recommendation, but I think it's something we should perhaps have as an item for the council to talk about on Monday.
Yeah.
As a component, yes. Yep. So I'm just writing it down as
good.
A recommendation to get council input on that issue.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's a good start. We have talked about this front page of the Hillsborough form, which I think Laura mentioned, and I think it's a good point. This kind of sets the framework for how we're going to be evaluating, or the evaluation criteria and standards that are not scores but more concepts, and I think it's a good starting point to at least see how we want to look at this.
Something that I think is really important about this performance standard rating, because it's, I can already feel the resistance, you know, I'm anticipating the resistance with the other council members, and I thought maybe if the three of us, with Jim's input and Peggy's input, could come up with scenarios that shows what we think exceeds expectations is, this kind of stuff, so that we have examples for them to cotton on to. Because if we walk in there and say, without any kind of concrete anything, it's going to...
It is difficult.
Yeah.
I struggle with that, too.
Right. So if we could come up with some scenarios to give examples and help them develop then, not that we have the final say, but help them develop a consensus on what is the standards. But we need to start, we need to seed it.
Well, and we need the other thing that comes into play when you're doing this sort of process, these more verbally based, you know, you describe as best you can what each of these mean, but invariably you also end up with the, well, okay, so the person gets some EE marks in areas that I personally, as a counselor, don't think are as important as the areas where they're getting development or FE. Type of things. Now, having said that, that's where the balancing of how you measure the various important aspects of what the person is doing come in. Because theoretically, even if they get really strong marks in areas that some view as less important, it's not going to be overly advantageous if they have, you know, too many of the other two mixed in with it.
Well,
you know, whereas somebody who's doing well in all areas is going to be sort of like that. Well, virtually everything that they're doing is a fully effective, and on top of that, there's this sort of other thing.
Well, how I would say, what I would probably assume is, each council member is going to have, you know, their own way of determining what exceeds expectations and what are important different objectives for a city manager to meet. So I think individually, everyone kind of gives their input so everyone can listen to it. And then at the end, everyone kind of says, this is what my thinking is, this is what I find important. And then as a group, after we get all the individual input, then we start talking about, okay, now as a group, how do we want to do this evaluation as far as the group consensus, not only so the city manager has direction, but the group consensus so we can share that with the public.
Right,
right. But before we can get there, we have to, in my opinion, train the counselors.
Well, yes, and I agree, and I think that's an issue. I think when you say training, I respond by saying training to me means putting together a process that everyone's going through so everyone's nearly on the same page when we start out. It's almost like we're all starting from the same place because we've gone through a shared training exercise or process. And that kind of at least can close the gap on all these differing opinions that people might have that doesn't really do much good other than create a lot of disparity where we're trying to get more unified direction to the city manager.
So are you, I didn't quite understand, are you in favor of that kind of training so we all get started at the same place?
Yes. I just know what that's going to look like.
The other thing about training is you can't...
I just don't know what that's going to look like.
Well, that's my job,
you
partly,
can't
because...
force somebody to utilize the training they get. So my bar on the train is a little bit lower, and it's along the lines of we can't assume in our overall process that any given year you have a suite of city councilors that have had a bunch of any background in doing evaluations. Some may have, some may not have. And so part of that training is really just to get them thinking about what the obligations are to do training properly, what the concepts even. You know, I think most people sitting around this table have been involved in it enough that they kind of know. But, you know, maybe I'm some guy, I don't know, maybe I've run a plumbing business my whole life and I've never had to evaluate anybody other than whether I'm making enough money in my trade. How often does that person ever have to even think about what training
is? Well, I'm thinking for the work session, as part of our recommendation would be to get council input on what we believe as a subgroup is an important component of this process, which is training. And Laura, I mean, we're not asking you to have it ready to go, but do you think you can provide some general ideas to get the discussion going on Monday?
That's why I was asking about us coming up with examples, possible scenarios to use with these. What would exceeds expectations look like? What would be fully effective look like? What would developing look like? I mean, I don't know that I could even walk in with a ton of things like that because I've never evaluated a city official before. I mean, I've done plenty of student evaluations and plenty of staff evaluations, but the teaching feels a little different.
So maybe when we're talking about training right now, we're talking about just getting everyone on the same page, thinking along the same lines as far as what are these different concepts, and we are using this front page of the Hillsborough form as kind of a starting point.
Right.
So I don't know whether I'm ready to start figuring out examples. I'm wondering whether we want to just... I'm curious, is there anything we want to add to this front page from a language perspective, separate from examples?
Well, one of the things... let me back up here. One of the things is that we don't have to walk in with any kind of example at all. We can do what you said and just completely solicit it from the council.
That's one way.
Yeah.
But
I'm looking at saving time, but that doesn't mean it's the right way.
I'm thinking I'd like to get... You know what? I actually think for that... This stuff, I'd like to get more of the council on board.
Okay.
But I'd also like to find out as a subgroup whether we think, as a starting point, this front page of the Hillsborough Forum is a good starting point, or do we want to tweak it right now for purposes of Monday's work session? Is there anything
I would
that...
I'd rather make sure we have an agreement on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm open to... I like this as a starting point, so there's not really much I really feel I want to do with this at this point other than to solicit more input from the council.
Right. What about the first page, the city manager performance evaluation overview?
It's on the one I emailed.
This one, yeah. Do we still want this first page as far as the city manager's, the roles of the city council?
I think
process,
this is...
I like it.
Opportunities. Okay. And pitfalls to avoid. I love that one.
Let's just say this is what we've gleaned off different evaluation forms, and we think, you know, these first few pages, including... you know, the performance standard rating and the city manager input form are documents that we feel are a good starting point for discussion with the council.
We might want to take out this part where it says the following information inclusive of an evaluation form supports the system integration trademark, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I
where
didn't. Yeah, I know. I think so, too. But that was in there, and I wasn't sure whether, where is that? I know I saw it.
I mean, by suggesting that, I'm basically probably flipping towards plagiarism.
We should probably keep it in there for the time being, Mark.
You know,
it doesn't hurt
anybody. By leaving it in there, then we're okay. We're just using somebody else's.
This was pulled
thing.
Out of where again?
Oh, here
Peggy,
it is.
These first two pages was pulled out of where again?
Because, I mean, we're not implementing the system integration.
I have them. Laura, right. Where did you pull those first two pages out of? That were
I didn't bring my cheat sheet with me. Here, sorry.
You mean the long thing that you glued mm-hmm. together? Let me get it.
Didn't it have the sources of everything?
Yeah, I don't have it.
So here, I'll get it.
Was that out of Karen Tilt? No, that wasn't. That was off one bit.
I mean, we could take care of that, actually, in the second paragraph where it says each city council will have its own specific challenges. We could say our city council has its own specific challenges and may suggest modifications to this document that improve the value. And then we proceed
for our.
Then we proceed into the conversation with the city councilors as a whole.
For our own, yeah. Okay.
So, our city council.
Yeah, its own specific challenges and may suggest modifications to this document that improve its value for our own unique circumstances.
All we have to do is change one. Yeah.
Okay. You're just saying change each to R.
Original.
Oh, yeah, each to R and.
No.
I left my cheat sheet at home.
And improve its value.
Where are we?
On the second paragraph of the city manager's, this first page, second paragraph would now, if read, our city council will have its own specific challenges and may suggest modifications to this document that improve its value for our own unique circumstances. And I don't know, I mean, we need to, again, avoid the plagiarism thing, but I don't know if that first that paragraph is really for us, is it?
I have all the evaluation forms here. Let me look and see where it came
from.
I know, I saw that, and I thought that could be, you know, it could just say the following information, inclusive of an evaluation form, supports a city manager evaluation process that reviews progress and results in three areas, and then there they are. And leave out that piece about system integration.
Right.
Well, if we wanted to be really cagey, we could put down here at the bottom, you know, that this initial format was
stolen.
Was
assembled from various cities.
Let's just do that.
Yeah, because I really don't want to get into plagiarism.
Okay, let's do that. Let's just say.
Just say the this draft was assembled
from excerpts from different evaluations that we had in front of us or had available.
And we can even go so far as to say, including the systems integration trademark. Who is systems integration?
I haven't a clue.
I don't mind leaving it in there right now.
I think
this is just a draft. Let's just leave this.
We are
going to
get the city councilors now.
But let's note at the end that this was assembled from different city manager evaluation forms that we were provided as part of our process, and just leave it at that.
Yeah, I think that clears it.
Let's just do that. Yeah. Leave it at that.
Now, are you interested in going on then to the actual standards that we'd be evaluating?
I'm wondering. You think that's probably getting more into what we? I'm wondering that now that this won't be Jim's evaluation per se, it will be the next city manager's evaluation.
Right.
I'm wondering whether that's getting into more specifics than we need to do right now, or do you want to? Just give it to the council and say, hey, this is
what we're thinking about.
I don't really know what we can do.
Here's what I would suggest: if we wanted to just take a quick look at it, so we have a sense that we generally agree, knowing that we're going to move this forward to the council too for their input.
And we also have the old city manager. We have the current city manager form that we were going to compare it to see if there's anything that we wanted to utilize on that.
And I see what you're saying about the possibility of utilizing some things out of the old city manager's evaluation form. Old form, not the old manager. But on the other hand, if we're going to make a clean sweep of the STEM performance system, I wondered if we shouldn't make a clean sweep then away from that.
Well, the reason I say it is there might be some overlaps, and it's good to at least recognize maybe a lot of the stuff that's in this cut and paste actually relates to some of the stuff we had in our former. I just want to use it. I like just seeing how, I just like, for my own purposes, seeing how the new document and process relates to what we did formally and see if there's any overlap or anything we can learn from the former process that would help us in the current process. It's more just for comparison purposes.
Okay. I understand completely. I mean, I really do, but I'm one of those people that like to throw out the baby with the bathwater, I guess.
Well, I'm not quite there, but I can understand what you're saying.
I don't have as much history, so it's a little easier.
I've read enough to give my stamp of approval as this being a good draft.
I'm okay with that.
Realistically, whether it's David or another council member, if there are pieces of the original evaluation process they want to be integrated in here, they're going to tell us that.
Right. To make our life easier today, why don't we say this is a good starting draft?
Yep.
Folks, for the work session, this is the draft we started with. Peggy's noting it's coming from other city manager evaluation forms. Folks, bring, we'll have a copy of the current form so folks can see what we have in front of us as a draft, what we used in the past, and then each council member can decide, do they like this? Do they want to add a few things here? And we can just start as a council doing the cut and paste as
a
group.
Right, and you're right. Everybody would have a little bit of ownership in it.
Yes, that's a great idea.
I think
our recommendation should be the starting point so the council can get that ownership as a group rather than us three trying to say this is what we want.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I get this straight. So we will do these couple of tweaks on here
in paragraph two,
and then I'll put the I'll make this a footnote so that it shows up on every page.
Yes.
And then I'll also put a draft on here so people can see this is a draft. And so you want this, after I make those changes, in the packet.
Yep. Yes.
Along with the current evaluation form.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Please. Thank you.
And
this whole thing.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's what she was talking about. And
stamping a draft.
Yes. Yeah. And that covers all the, that covers the city manager input form, that covers the first two pages, that covers...
And avoiding plagiarism.
Yeah. Right.
And then each of us...
I thought you'd be proud of me as a student for remembering that.
And then the three of us together can talk about what we as a group thought was important for the council to get, start giving us input on, like training-related issues, the issue about, having a group... narrative that we can share publicly after an evaluation that will give the public a sense of what we're doing and get the input.
Get the process started.
Get the process started.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, so.
Some rethinking has got to change in a couple of people.
Perhaps we can each think about examples for exceeds expectations.
Sure.
And I'll have to think about that because I've never... to me, if you fully meet expectations, you're doing your job. Exceeding expectations, I'd have to think, what would rise to the level of just going beyond the call of duty? And I don't know. I have to think about it. Maybe, Jim, you've got some thoughts as to what you would probably consider something like that. Not related maybe you personally, but things that might jump out at you as that kind of thing.
This is one of the reasons that I would like to have the council discuss this process because we don't all think the same or have, and that's what I feel we need to agree on so that the evaluation is equitable and that we're all starting, like you said earlier, from the same page.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I think that's a good starting point. And so those are only two documents, Peggy, the current form and the draft form. And I'm going to listen to the audio again just to capture everything, but I think the three of us together could probably get the ball rolling on, I think Laura's good on focusing on the training-related stuff. I'll maybe bring up the issue I brought up earlier, and, we could just all kind of weigh in.
I have a little bit more work to do on the quarterly review process, but do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I forgot.
First I have to tell a really quick, cute story that explains why I'm using this piece of paper. So yesterday morning... it was time for me to do another first, and the first was going to a Montessori school of preschoolers and teaching them about composting and vermiculture. And it's the Montessori school, at least somebody told me it was a Montessori type school, over here at Yaquinaview. So, you know, and I'm short of time and everything, and mostly, you know, most presentations are like, you know, some handouts, some slides, some sort of, I mean, I have done some sit down with grade schoolers, okay, if I'm going, wow, and there's going to be parents there too. So I go, okay, I have no time. So I'm just going to use up the time literally showing them how they would set this up if they were doing it. Lots of hands-on, that sort of stuff. So I literally brought worms and a worm bin.
Good for you.
So it's like, okay, so I walk in, and please don't take this remark as any kind of bigotry, and I'm looking at a 99.9% Hispanic population. Wow. I'm talking to parents, I'm talking to young kids, I'm in a situation now where I might have a language barrier. Wow. But just relax, it'll be fine, Mark, it'll be fine. So we get started on the presentation. And I'm talking along, and there's lots of smiles, and most of them are understanding almost all of it. But then when it gets into some of the more detailed stuff,
yeah,
of course, because, you know, invariably I'm going to let loose with, like, vermiculture, right? So the teacher, you know, I guess I should have known this, she's fully versed in both languages. So I'm talking in my slow Oregon drawl, and then she's going, and then everyone smiles and laughs and claps. I'm going, well, I have no idea what she's saying, but as long as they're having fun.
She's going, don't listen to this guy over here.
So the very best part was at the very end. So I'm wrapping up, and I tell the students, I said, so, you know, you've learned quite a bit today, and to kind of keep this interest going, you know, you must have assignments where you have to do drawings and stuff. So maybe you can, like, draw little pictures of compost piles or worms doing their thing or whatever. But don't ask me to do that because I'm terrible at drawing. My dad was a good drawer, but I can't. So this little boy, barely can see over this table, he leaves and he comes back and he goes, I thought about this and I have just the right color piece of paper for you to take home. So if you take this paper and you practice drawing, you'll get better at it. So I'm thinking, okay, so I've been thinking a lot about this annual review process. I haven't really started trying to much where you were at the last meeting. So I'm going to bring this piece of paper to do it on. So what I'm envisioning, and I know you can't read this, here we have our cycle. We start with the city goals, okay? And so we did that this year during January, February. We've committed to a quarterly review process, which I've jotted down for myself, includes progress towards goals, then a discussion of the role the city manager and the council played in achieving or not achieving those goals, and then course correction for both is what I called it. Now you can get down into the weeds and say, you know, that's working with your administrator on some sort of things that they need to do better, that's refocusing the council through some discussion, whatever. And then that cycles through basically on this general cycle of having a review roughly in April, roughly in July, roughly in the September period, which then comes back around to the end of the year where we're kind of wrapping up with an annual review and we're wrapping up with, in the case of us being new counselors, remember we did a day of discussing how we did on the previous year and then the next day we set the new goals. So even though these are separated, these really kind of occur in a very short time period, okay?
Which two are those?
The one where you're sort of doing your overall wrap-up of how you did for the year.
Yeah.
In the sense of an annual evaluation, we're saying now that should occur in around September-ish, right?
Well, the annual evaluation since
during September.
Yeah.
But close on the heels of that, is the way we did it this year, which is to kind of look at how did we do overall in the last calendar year.
I was basing it on fiscal year, goals.
But I'm saying, in order to truly evaluate how the city manager did as well as how the council did, it ties into prepping over the next couple, 3 months for really being honest with ourselves and how we did as a city manager, as department heads, as city councilors, achieving the goals that we set out for the year annually and then setting the new goals.
So here's my question. So what I think, so April, the development of the new goals would be occurring sometime in probably late January, February.
Right.
So that would be new goals.
Right.
And then April would be, new goals for the next fiscal year. April would be looking at how...
Thanks, Jim.
I think Sandy was going to come at 2:30, but I'm just going to let her know that I'm in here.
So. Okay.
Okay. So January and February would be new goals. April would be looking at how we're completing the current year goals, correct?
Right.
Current calendar or fiscal?
Well, I'm talking fiscal. Calendar or fiscal, what are we talking
current about? Current fiscal.
Because the goals are based on fiscal year.
Current.
You got to go and meet with
us. Yes. Just quickly on the budget. Or okay. Not the budget, but the next agenda is to make sure it's all...
Oh, for...
For Monday.
Oh, for Monday.
So do you want this as an...
Okay, Jim, I think...
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks. So, I think you're just wrapping up.
Yeah, we are. Thanks, Jim.
Will Cindy put this on as an agenda item at the work session?
I'll make sure.
Okay, thank you.
So, David, you're right. The reviews would start... I need to reset my circle and say July, September. Yeah, you're right. It does work on the principle of the fiscal year. I had in my own mind that we had been doing the manager review process on an annual cycle rather than the fiscal year. So that's what goofed up my little circle.
So let me get.
So it would be as you're describing.
So January, February, new goals.
New goals.
And then April
is check in on how we're accomplishing
the city,
that current
state of the city
on current goals.
The current goals, yeah. Which were adopted the previous year. And a lot of there's going to be same overlap, but it's just a check in.
And then in June, July, you'll be doing a final wrap up
of those current year goals.
Of those current year goals.
Right.
And you also will be during, you'll be fine.
And then September would be the annual evaluation.
Of the current fiscal year goals. No.
Oh, that, I think what we talked about last time was that in September there would be two things
right.
that would happen.
Yes.
One is that there would be sort of a check-in on the current year goals,
yes.
which
right.
would be the new goals.
Right.
And also the annual evaluation
yes.
of the city
yes.
manager.
Right. That's right. what I was trying to capture
okay.
on my paper.
Okay. And then...
You need another piece of paper.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's what I had anticipated.
Yeah.
That's something that we need to present
yes.
at the work session.
But the key piece, the part I'm still kind of constructing on how to... Because I can hear the pressure too from the other counselors. Is how do we be open about that? You know, I'm going to continue to work on this. It's not just a review of how the city manager is doing on a quarterly basis. It's also a review of how the city as a whole, including counselor involvement, is doing on a quarterly basis.
Well, I thought the quarterly. My understanding was September was the time we were checking in on an annual evaluation, and September, which is the other component, the September check-in of the current year goals, the January, February new goals, the April check-in of the goals, and the June, July check-in of the goals would be strictly talking about how is the city meeting its objectives and goals as set up by the council, and we weren't getting into the actual evaluation of the city manager. However, we did have some flexibility in the process where if an issue did come up. And everyone was in agreement that we needed to check in on an actual evaluation of the manager. There could be a check-in period,
right.
but that would be something that would only be as needed, and everyone was in agreement, and it wouldn't be a regular thing.
Right, and that's why I said course corrections as needed. I envision a possibility
course.
In terms of creating this overall system that... A city councilor or two might need a course correction.
Well, the goals really, the goals are so general that I don't know whether you're going to do a course correction on goals. It would be more are we fulfilling those goals, and do we have to do a management or a council course correction to achieve the goals that we adopted?
I think because that's what he was talking about.
Okay.
Not
yeah.
the goals themselves, but our
got
own
it.
Part.
Well, I think
part of the council is doing their part, helping
yeah,
achieve
yeah.
those goals.
Oh, and I think,
that's
okay,
what, that's what I
was assuming that was part of the quarterly review. Is are we meeting those goals, and if not, what can we do better
right.
to make it happen?
And that's why it says course correction.
Yeah, we need to make that clear.
That's
yeah.
why it says course correction for both.
Let's just
could
do that.
Require a course correction.
What are you going to do? Are we meeting the goals, and is a course correction necessary?
Course correction is a euphemism for saying you did a bad job on that, and you need to do the better.
I sort of like it.
Yeah, I do.
I like course correction.
That's
I just wasn't
means.
Sure what...
It's
I was assuming a course correction on the actual goal itself.
No.
Or changing the goal.
No.
Okay, now I get what you're saying.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I was being overly.
But that's cool. I like that. So that's a good starting point. Yeah.
Well, I like the word, like you said, course correction.
I like that.
Yeah. And it becomes particularly important, that concept, when you go to this number four. Which is how can mayor and or city council assist in your job success?
Yeah.
Well, if on an annual basis the city council signs off on assisting in this process, and then at the quarterly review we uncover that nobody's been assisting in any way what they set out to do, then you need a course correction.
It's going to take a lot of honesty.
Yeah.
So Monday, I won't be here. So, no, I'm gone all next week.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow.
But I know that the three of you will be able to handle this, but I will prepare this for you. Make sure Cindy gets this revised document as well as our current evaluation form to go in the package.
Just throw it in the package as part of the work session materials. You don't even need a cover sheet.
I'm not going to do a cover sheet because, yeah.
Just make sure the agenda notes for the work session, subgroup report back to council regarding draft evaluation form. That way they can connect that draft evaluation form to the agenda. See what I'm saying?
Okay,
that
yeah.
That saves a cover sheet and it makes it clear what that's in there for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Is there anything else we can do for you to help get this out? Get you out of here for your whatever
well,
you're doing?
Is that all we have?
Yeah, no. No, it's just been, we had public arts meeting this morning, and then this one, and then council tonight, and it's like...
Well, is there anything more we want to add before we
well,
close
I was so
meeting?
Confused. I showed up for the at the radio station this morning right on time for something that doesn't happen until tomorrow. And it gets better. When the reception person checked in to see, they said, no, they have you down from a week from here. I said, well, no, that's not right. You goofed up on your end, because it definitely was not the 24th.
Oh, man.
So. Well, anything else before we adjourn?
No.
Okay, well, then we're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks.
Now-